Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life, and we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started.
Hi, this is Paul Majdelski from Leading Edge Real Estate. I'm joined today with Linda Okoneski, my partner, and we are continuing our vlog episode on dark listings. So Linda, I think we've been discussing what a dark listing is. How does this affect the consumer? And does the consumer really understand what a dark listing is?
No. First of all, we'll say that we coined the name dark listing. That in fact, you know, I looked at dark listings as, well, what is a dark listing? A dark listing is emphatically something, well, what's dark money? Dark money is hidden money in politics. What is the dark web? The dark web is something, you know, where you go to buy drugs or sex or weapons or, you know, all kinds of underhanded things. And I thought, well, what's going on in real estate? These are dark listings. They're not for public. They're not publicly available. And those would be secret stashes of inventory. You've got the disruptors in the market or just some agents who plain old want to sell things themselves and don't want to cooperate. Now, let's start with sometimes a non-MLS listing is totally legitimate. Right, Paul?
Well, what would be an example, just so the consumer understands, what would be a reason why you would have a non-MLS listing that you wouldn't advertise to the public?
There's several things that come up that are very legitimate, Paul. I would say that sometimes there are messy divorces where people don't want to go public. It might be a spouse that is maybe potentially dangerous and you don't want them in your house. There might be reasons for that. It might be that we've seen people who are hoarders, that their house is totally overwhelmed. They don't want photos of it in MLS. They don't want it open to the public. They're usually a little bit dysfunctional and can't deal appropriately. They might need a private sale. They're going to take a big discount. Or maybe it's a celebrity. Although Tom Brady put his house on the market because even he knows it's the way you get the most money is to open it up to the world. But sometimes people have very private reasons. And I think agents can do that, but in fully disclose that, listen, I might be able to find you a buyer, but I cannot guarantee you can get top dollar.
So those are exceptions or extraordinary circumstances, but for the average consumer listing their home today, those do not apply. But then again, we have competitors out there in our industry who are keeping those listings to themselves. And obviously, as we've discussed previously, the consumer doesn't benefit. Our industry and the agents don't benefit. So companies don't benefit, agents don't benefit, and consumers don't benefit. What do we do?
So what's happening is people are taking listings, and right now we're seeing these pocket listings are very prevalent, and they're kind of under the guise of the new coming soon. Now, coming soon is another thing I think just being abused, because coming soon is a wonderful tool for any seller. I know when I put my house on the market, I wanted to tell everyone in advance, it's coming on the market. I wanted to get all the buyers lined up and in a queue to want to come in and then give it time for everybody to get in so that I could maximize the sale of my house. So there's nothing wrong inherently with coming soon unless you're doing coming soon, but you're not putting it in MLS. If the fact is to let the world know you're coming on the market, coming soon, we have a requirement in our MLS that they are in MLS. It needs a photo, you need a price, and it can be there for 21 days. And that builds momentum for the house. And I think there are legitimate reasons to do that. But what we see happening in our market is people doing coming soons. I have a listing, but it's not going in MLS. They're just putting a sign in the ground and letting people drive by and taking calls and hoping to sell it themselves. Or they're coming soon in just Zillow, but not MLS, trying to drive buyers to them directly. And they are blatantly ignoring the rules of MLS.
So Linda, this sounds complicated in a number of ways. One, coming soon is being used for self-serving purposes as a disguise, not being used properly as the MLS may require. I know Leading Edge Real Estate is a member of three different MLSs in our marketplace, and all three of them have the same rules. If you're putting a property in coming soon, you allow that exposure to all of your cooperating agents in that MLS. Within 21 days, it must go on the market. But now that you have this other little side tool, which is Zillow or Redfin, that agents are also abusing by just putting it on there so the consumer can see it, but agents are confused and they may see it, but they don't have access to it. Is that right?
Yeah, and it gets a little more complicated. You've got coming soon websites now. Compass is driving coming soon throughout the country. It's in all its major markets. It's got tens of thousands of houses on, thousands and thousands of houses in every market. You can find things in Seattle, all San Francisco, Houston, here in Boston, that are not publicly available. And we're hoping that the consumer wakes up and doesn't get taken advantage of. We don't want to see consumers thinking that this is a good idea, that they're only, that they're with an agent who is not looking to cooperate, who really is trying to drive business to themselves. Not to mention that same agent who might want to have his buyer see everything. So there's a real disparity and unfairness that's going on. Yeah. And I believe that this can very easily be corrected if everyone just obeys by the rules. And the rule is really simple. If you have marking it coming soon, that it's in the computer. And if you have any kind of listing that you're sharing it, if it's an off-market listing, it can't be publicly advertised. That's the key thing, because some people say, well, my celebrity client needs me to sell this house. I need to find a buyer. Well, the minute you start to put it on Zillow, or you create websites that are public facing and putting it on Facebook all over the place, that's now publicly available. But not to everyone, just the people who have, it's a very small slice of people who might catch that. And that's actually, I think, a little bit of a problem. So, if once you're willing to open up to the public at all, you got to open it up to everybody.
So Linda, let's just, so the consumer really understands this. You've been talking about coming soon and then also an off-market listing. So a coming soon is something that an agent will actually list on MLS that may go to Zillow or other third-party websites as well, that advertises that that listing is going to be available at a certain date. During that period, the property cannot be shown to the public. It's just advertised that it will be coming as coming soon. On the other hand, you've got this off-market category or status that you referred to, and that is not coming soon. Is that more of an office exclusive where the company has listed the property with a consumer, and let's say it's a celebrity, but they don't want it going out to the universe, and that one office can show it within their office, but they can't advertise it as coming soon, and they can't cooperate with other cooperating companies or agents.
I think they can cooperate with other. If they found somebody, if they went and talked to somebody at a Sotheby's, a Coldwell Bank, or a Berkshire Hathaway, and said, "I've got this listing, I need to sell," they can do that. They just can't advertise it out to them, because by then you're now doing like an MLS kind of thing. But I want to go back for a second to what you just talked about. The abuses and coming soon is that these companies with coming soon are showing the property. Right? They're trying to sell it before it goes in MLS. And the rules are you can't show it, that everyone has to have a chance to get in the door. Or coincidentally, it just happens to sell 10 minutes after it goes into MLS because they want the MLS credit because they had pre-sold it 3 days ago. And we know that these kind of abuses are going on very regularly.
Showing the property to their own persons that have reached out to them or their buyers or consumers not cooperating. That's the important thing to understand, I think.
And here's the other thing is sellers do not know what's happening behind their back, yeah. Right? They think, great, you found me a buyer and I didn't have to go into MLS and I didn't have to do Emma and I didn't have to do open houses. And we are right now in one of the hottest real estate markets we've ever experienced. We thought it was softening last year. Now interest rates have plummeted and then plummeted again. And you know, coronavirus is going on. And so there's a lot of opportunity to get cheap money right now. And cheap money means that drives prices up because people do not purchase based on a purchase price. They base on what their mortgage amount will, how much that'll give them. And with lower interest rates, they can mortgage more and get more house. And so they'll pay more. And so this is this abuse of coming soon and abuse of off-market listings is really, I think, adversely impacting sellers' pocketbooks. They're not getting as much money for their houses when this happens.
So in our greater Boston marketplace and beyond, servicing greater Boston, southern New Hampshire, and Cape Cod, with a lack of inventory or lack of listings, this doesn't make any sense.
Not for the consumer. Yeah. And as realtors, we need to champion that. And we're going to talk about that in our next episode.
Well, I look forward to that.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.